Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's normally it gives me great pleasure to introduce speakers. But I suppose there must be an exception to everything. So in introducing Basil McDermott, I want to say this is done with a certain amount of trepidation and a good amount of hesitation and a faint sense of horror, since I know roughly what he's going to talk about. But I always think of myself as a man who is able to avoid the notion that every argument was ad hominem, and that indeed you can separate out a person's ideas from who he is. And I would think that in terms of my continued relationships with Basil over the years, this is living testament to that proposition. Okay. Now, having said that, I'd just like to say another few words, which perhaps might explain my state of mind, and that is that those of you who know Basil well will know that he has worked very hard and assiduously over time, first of all in examining many of the really important issues that face man, such as his own survival. This is reflected in his teaching. And some years ago we sat down, and I think we'd got three quarters of the way through a bottle of Chablis and chilled oysters, when it dawned on us that perhaps instead of having courses that merely reflected the state of the art now and what was yesterday, that is to say the historical approach to the understanding of ideas within a discipline, that there might be a notion about trying to anticipate that which is not yet. And the next thing that we had was a proposal from Basil for a course on alternative futures. This was examined with a mixture of amusement, hostility, and fear when it finally got to Senate, but there was enough inertia, apathy, and stupidity in that gathering to allow the whole thing to go through. About 3 years after that course was passed, it suddenly occurred to some people down at the University of California at Berkeley that it might be a very good idea if they had within their sort of equivalent of our Behavioral Science Foundation something called the study of alternative futures. And lo and behold, it appeared. Naturally, to say we had retroactive approval of the academic aspects of our course as a result of that. That's one aspect of it. But you can't really talk about alternative futures until you discuss actual pasts, and this may come into this discussion to some extent. Basil produced a manuscript at one stage of the game which had to do with a vision of malevolence, in which he argued quite persuasively that far too little attention has been paid to the active study and promotion of evil, and the notion that evil is merely a mirror reflection of good is a terrible injustice to evil. And much of the book is spent in examining the nature of people who engage in good works to obviously evil ends. And the intent is to show that with a little honesty and a little foresight, it would be proper to do to the concept of evil real justice. Needless to say, this meant also a variety of mixed reactions. There were some people who took them seriously. Okay, so here we are now, having come from the Colosseum to the Colloquium, Basil, and perhaps you can track that course for us.